The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. So this is going to be an interactive homily. So I need everyone's interaction. So the piece of paper has been passed on to you, it's been passed out, and also get a pencil. And I ask you to write a word or a phrase. And it says on there, "What keeps you from getting closer to God?" Maybe a fear, a resentment, an attitude that's closed. So whatever it is right now in your life, and my life, of course, too. A word or a phrase, you don't have to write a paragraph. So write whatever keeps you from getting closer to God. Maybe a fear, a resentment, a closed attitude. Just a word or phrase will be good. Don, this might take a while, huh? Do we have anything coming from the back? Okay. So those of you who don't have your paper yet, you can think about it. Now you have more time. As much as you can, try to be honest with what at this time blocks this path, this closeness between you and God, whatever that may be. And there might be more than one, but it's okay, you can just put one, the big one. And then those of us who have done this, I'm going to ask you to do this. So fold it once. And those of you who don't have it yet, don't worry, we'll wait for you. Fold it once, fold it twice, and then fold it three times. And we'll wait for the rest of you to build your interaction. And those of you in front, you can have a greater experience. So I'm going to ask you to, whatever hand, hold a piece of paper in your hand and close it tightly and make a fist. And hold that fist until I let you know. No way, it won't be forever. Okay, so whatever, one hand is fine, and make a fist with that piece of paper, with that whatever blocks you from God, and hold it tight. No cheating, okay? Hold it tight. And those of you who are still doing it, then it's okay. You can hold it almost as long as the rest of us. And keep holding it. All right, you're still holding it, right? Okay. And those of you who haven't, you can write and then join us. Comfort your people. These are the first words of today's reading. Isaiah the prophet is told by God to speak to the Israelites that their captivity, the exile, has ended, and now they can return to their homeland, Jerusalem. So the comfort means to liberate, to set free. After the 70 years of long captivity, they are now set free. But honestly, some of them didn't want to go back home. And this is what John the Baptist does. He proclaims in his time, he proclaims that this is the time we're called to set things free. And he calls people to come out into the desert, and he calls them to be real about what keeps them from their relationship with God, to acknowledge their sins, to be baptized in water. And then he says, you know, this is good what you're doing, being real with God, being honest about what keeps you, what keeps between you and God. This is good. But guess what? The one who's coming after me will give you something even greater. What I can do, I can help you be honest, be real, be open, but I can't tell you the good news. I can't give you the great gift. I can prepare the way, I can unblock things, but I can't give you the good news, the gospel. The one who's coming after me is mightier than I am. I baptize you in water, the cleansing water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And you know it says, I don't know if you caught it, all the people in the countryside of Judea and everyone in Jerusalem. Now that's at least all the people, imagine all the people within a 10-mile radius of downtown, which includes us. That's a lot of people. And they all came out into the desert, and it's not comfortable to go to come out into the desert. And it's uncomfortable to see a man who wears uncomfortable clothes like a camel's hair and who eats grasshoppers and wild honey. It's uncomfortable. But through that, through confronting their discomfort, they grew, they were comforted, they were freed. Are you still holding your piece of paper? Okay, good, thank you. Keep holding a little more. And so John is talking about Jesus. John is talking about the one who is God, who comes so close to us. And right after these verses of the scripture, Jesus is himself baptized by John. He undergoes this renewal of repentance. Even though he's without sin, he goes through what we go through, and he hears what he wants all of us to hear through his baptism. You are my beloved child from God. With you I am well pleased. This is the great news that Jesus wants to bring. So we could be free. We could be comforted from whatever discomforts us. So speaking of what's uncomfortable, okay, you can open your, can you try to open your hands? Is it hard? Actually, it's hard. I can't even do it right now. Why is it hard? Because if you and I cling to something for so long, it's really hard to open. And it's just our hands, much less our heart. Whatever fear and resentment, whatever keeps us from God, and we cling it for so long, it's hard to open. It's hard to receive. So I'm going to give one of you a gift. It's actually a real gift. You can open it. But let's say 2 minutes ago, Isaiah, right? So your hands were, no. Isaiah. Oh, Isaac. Thank you. So if your hands were closed earlier, I want to give you this gift and you want to receive the gift. But if your hands is closed, can you receive it? No. What do you and I have to do in order to receive the gift? Open. Yes. You want to open your hands? Both of them. Here you go. You can open it later tonight. You're welcome. God wants to give you and I a great gift. Actually, the greatest gift of our life. The gift of being God's sons and daughters. Beloved sons and daughters. In fact, the gift has already been given through our baptism. The question is, how fully have you and I received it in our life? How fully? I must say that I came to receive this when I was 19. After growing up Catholic, I went on my first silent retreat, and God became a person very close, not very far away, very near. I've spoken about this. And on, I keep receiving this grace. But you know, as I grow up, things are less clear, things a little more complicated. For what? Things exciting in life, entertaining in life, things like work, like career, like romantic others, like family, things that I cling to give me my worth, my meaning, my value. And the older I get, it gets harder, because these things I cling to, and then that's only one part. Another part, those of us who are older, we do things which are not true to ourselves. We sin, and it adds on. And then, even if we have begin to receive the gift of being a child of God, we forget. And we forget. And so the call to repentance, the call to renew, the call to open our hands and our hearts is continual. That's why, as Jesuits, we go on 8-day silent retreat every year to remind us who we are. Because, number one, as many of us Christians, we don't really accept the fact that we are God's child and that we are beloved. What do I mean? I make a mistake. I'm so hard on myself. I let so much guilt of the past. Or someone does something wrong to me. I blame them, and I can't, and I live my life blaming. And then I find myself as, I'm not a child of God, I'm a person who blames. I'm a person who, everything I touches goes bad. And we do this to ourselves. And as things happen in life, and we allow things to happen because of sin, because of foolishness, because oftentimes it's the journey of greater discovery. And we cling to those things which keeps us from God. We cling to false identities, and we forget, and we don't receive this greatest news of all. To deepen the invitation to receive is still there. My good friend, he says, you know, I believe until people in my family started dying, and I don't know what to think. That's his invitation to be renewed, that he's a child of God. And we all have this, no? And so Advent is a season to receive. But it's hard for you and I to receive. we're holding on too tight to whatever that tells us, tree, you've done this, you can't be a child of God. Tree, you've done this, you're a priest? Oh my God. Tree, you can't let go of these things the people did. Tree, you're so mad at Trump and blaming Trump for all this. And you forget that he's a child of God and that you are a child of God. And so this is the season. And this is the call today of John the Baptist. But he says this, I'm just a trailer. I'm not the last, I'm not the real Jedi. Jesus is the movie. He's the real Jedi. That's coming out, right, on Thursday. And so this is the season to prepare, to ask, to be honest about what's in here, on here, and in here, and to ask for the grace of renewal, of a change of mind and heart, that Lord, whatever gift you want to receive, give me this Advent, help me to be open. So I recommend three concrete things. One, the season could be super hectic. So many things to prepare, and papers and exams, especially when Christmas is closer on a Sunday, on a Monday. If you need to, well, first of all, let this go, but if you need to, do this exercise again. Take a piece of paper and write whatever and hold it. 3 minutes is enough. Hold it tight. And then open and do what I'm going to ask us to do very soon. Lord God, please open my heart, my mind, my eyes, that I may receive whatever you want to give me in this season, both Advent and Christmas. The second thing, there's the wisdom of the church to invite us to the sacrament of reconciliation. If you had a piece of paper or you add on more to it, bring it to confession on December the 19th. And let it go, let it go. Ask for that grace. The third one, as you think about the new year, give yourself a gift or give someone else a gift. Go on a retreat. Go on an experience where you could really be renewed. And in fact, if you are older and you want your younger people in your life to receive the good news, offer to pay for the retreat. Offer to watch their children so they can go on retreat. Sisters and brothers, this is the season to receive the greatest gift. And the gift that maybe we've never received before, or the gift that we have received but we've forgotten, or there's a much deeper level that God wants you and I to receive. A new earth, a new heaven is coming. It begins with you and I receiving. By the way, do the offertory. Imagine that you offer this at the altar. God will take it and transform it. And let us pray for the rest of this Mass. Lord, open my heart, my hands, my eyes, that I may receive whatever gift you want to give me.